due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I feel like I owe everybody an apology. For months, maybe even a full year, I've come out here and spoke as Roman Reigns, and I said a lot of things. You know, I said that I'd be here every single week. I said I'd be a fighting champion. I said I was going to be consistent, and I said I was going to be a workhorse, but that's all lies. It's a lie because the reality is my real name is Joe, and I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. And unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 27th. Real quick, it's holidays today. It's Make a Difference Day, National Tell a Story Day, and Navy Day. Birthdays today, happy 39th to NXT Tag Champ from the Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish. 39. Wow. And also a belated happy birthday, 40th, to CM Punk. That was yesterday. Tankling's brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us at Salvatore's at the garage door for WWE Survivor Series Sunday, November 18th. We're also celebrating our 20th year on the air on that's right, WHTK and Rochester. Pay-per-view starts at 7. Get there early. Come hang out with us. We'll have cake, things to give away, t-shirts. Thinking about unloading the rest of the Pain Clinic t-shirts to anybody who comes. I don't know if that's a good or bad idea, but...
Sweet, I'm showing up. I need a new one.
Yeah, so I'm just... Anyone who comes... I'm thinking. I'm not committing to it yet, but I'm going to talk with...
my newest one still is the Pepsi.
I'm going to talk with Ray and Mario this week, and we're going to figure this out.
I think we should, because I think we need, like, a special 20th anniversary shirt.
I'd like to get the original one, the original t-shirt with the colors and everything.
The color with the Pepsi logo for the eye?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
we could work out a deal.
Yeah, you know, CM Punk liked that, by the way, when we were wearing those back then. But, yeah, we got something going on special, so please write it down your calendar. Come hang out with us. I already talked to a few of our former guests, our former hosts who are going to be there. And we got a big celebration on the air as well the day before. I also want you to come out November 3rd. That's 1 week from today for UFC 230 at Salvatore Saloon. And Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early, it'll be hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night. That's November 3rd, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 230. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you want to join the men's team at Flower City Fear, go online to their Facebook page, Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, and contact them through that. You can talk with my good friend Chris, who's the president of the company, president of the team. He'll tell you what to do. We got a lot of things to talk about today. Started off with that news from, you know, which blew my mind completely. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I watch Raw every week and SmackDown every week. But when Roman Reigns comes out and he's not in the fatigues. He's in normal clothes. And he comes out and it's like, and he says, and he starts off by saying, "My name is Joe." You know, it's there's a reality behind that. So I had to stop and start listening closely at that point. I mean, yes, he was getting the boos, and it's like obviously the announcers didn't know what he was going to talk about because they were just talking about what he was going to be doing next weekend.
Yeah, the announcers from everything that came out afterwards, there was like five or six people who knew what he was going to say, and none of them were wrestlers or announcers.
Really?
It was like the higher ups and like Kevin Dunn, Vince McMahon, Triple H, Stephanie. The people that had to know, you know, talent relations type people who knew what was going on. Because I guess he just found out October 18th or whatnot.
There was a lot of rumors going crazy the past weekend because he had been pulled off of all the house shows.
Yes.
And Braun Strowman was placed in the babyface position on all those house shows. The live events, whatever you call them. So Braun came out, and then, you know, obviously, you know, we have an idea where it's going to go now.
See, the very lucky thing for them is the week before they started playing up the Braun... Drew McIntyre feud and Drew had kicked Braun and all that stuff, so they could naturally play into that. But this was not anything they had planned. They had no idea this was going to happen a week before.
Yeah. So, Danny, what do you think? I mean, you couldn't watch. That's right. But were you? Were you following
along?
Yeah,
I found out through the grapevine because you know I don't have cable, so I always catch up the next day. But
he cut the cable.
Yeah, I did.
I did too. But
for
I
the second
it.
Time in my life.
Yeah. But I was gonna say, but you probably could see. I mean, I'm sure it was like wildfire as soon as it happened. And I'm sure the video
and
was
as
up.
Soon as it happened. You know, I immediately like go online. I'm finding clips and I'm watching it. And the thing that stood out to me. And this is something I sent you guys too. Like, not I wasn't trying to be a jerk about it. I was being dead serious. Like, if and when he beats this and comes back, he is going to be so over. Yeah. And like, and you saw that Monday night that all they needed to do was drop the act.
Yeah, just be real.
Let him be himself.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, how many people have we seen that with before? Where they just got to be themselves and they took off.
CM Punk was a perfect example.
CM Punk, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these guys. And you know what? The crowd booed him out and immediately turned as soon. You know,
absolutely.
The stunned silence in the middle of that when he announced he had leukemia. The stunned silence. The place you could hear a pin drop. Everyone's just like, wait, what?
Yeah, it touched me a little bit differently just because I'm living the same lifestyle he is. I was diagnosed with leukemia in 2002, and it's in remission, but I have to take medication every day. And the meds I take are really, really strong meds. And so I've been taking them every day for 16 years now. So when I heard him say that, it's like, you know, I mean, and it's, you know, it's kind of selfish to say I can suddenly relate with a guy. But, man, now you kind of think about it, what the guy's gone through. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm living a normal life, you know, I mean, as much as I can, you know. So it's like he did, too. And he got to be the pinnacle of the company.
Well, not only that, too. I mean, who knew that he had it before? I certainly didn't.
No, not at all. No idea. And it's, I mean... And then you get to see the raw emotion of everybody who didn't know, like the Shield stuff. They were just told to be at the gorilla position. They weren't told what he was going to say. And even when they came back and Michael Cole did the little speech afterwards, which was probably the best announcing he's ever done. And then
because he dropped the act,
and Renee Young and Corey Graves are in tears.
Yeah.
And those are legitimate tears.
Yeah, that was and you know, and I mean, I gotta think that his buddies knew from the Shield. Maybe those guys knew.
No, they weren't told.
It's like
they said they kept him on a bus all day. They kept him away from the talent.
How do you react to something like that? Then when it's like, and listen, it's a terrible thing, and it's very treatable for him. And I think that there's a good chance he can come back. But you know, keeping that secret from everybody, and then using it to maybe bolster. You know, ratings, because I mean, there was 8 mentions of it after it in the same hour. There was 8 recalls of it. You know, there was 2 or 3 videos of it. And yeah, it's a terrible thing. And it's like, but I mean, and I know that Joe Hanoi, I think that's how you say his name. I know that that's what he wants because and like I think Heyman came out and stated it pretty simple after that. He says the show must go on. You know, he cut this long promo where he said the show must go on, and Joe knows that. You know, Roman Reigns knows that, and that's why.
I also don't think it was a surprise you saw Finn Balor as the next one out.
Yeah,
I don't think that was a surprise. I don't think that was. I think that was 100% planned because he is one of the guys that the entire crowd gets behind. So
sure, oh, they
it's
had
something to. That could break up that emotion that was there.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Man, then you find out Bobby Lashley's working with a separated shoulder.
Yeah, which is crazy, too. The guy's hurt. A lot of hurt people, man. We're going to definitely be talking about that today, but we want your opinions, 1280, star 1280. Call us and tell us what you think. You know, maybe some kind words to Roman Reigns.
And I was just going to say, too, please don't call in. Like, I know I can be very critical of the WWE, but I also know not to be that fan. Yeah. The people that think it's not serious, like the people that think, oh, no, it's storyline, it's not real. WWE, to their credit, they do a lot of dumb things. They're not going to do a cancer angle.
No.
In the middle of October when they're promoting women's breast cancer health and they're pairing with, you know, Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. And they also, they've got enough bad public relations right now from other things going on in the company where the stock has dropped $20 in the past month.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get them on that one.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah, but they're not going to pull something like this. It's going out to the legitimate news sites all over the place. And then, you know, 6 months from now, I'm going, gotcha. No, this is real.
Yeah, and from my personal perspective, I can tell you that Roman Reigns has a couple of different treatments, and I'm not sure exactly which form of leukemia he has. I have chronic myelogenous leukemia, and I was told my only cure was a stem cell transplant. Now, I've been living, like I said, in remission for 16 years now on some heavy, heavy dosage of medication I take every day. And maybe Roman was taking the same thing. I'm guessing he probably was taking, so he may have the same form. And if it is, they can play around with dosage, but, I mean, stem cell transplant is pretty serious, and, you know,
yes.
I hope we see him back soon, you know, because I don't want, because there's just, you know, there's odds of all these other things happening when you have to go and do that to your body to eradicate the cancer from it. So, but hey, on another note, we're going to take a break here in a second. I got Double B on the phone. Double B, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. Sorry I couldn't be there this morning, but I'm at the mall for the mini-con today.
Hey, I got to tell you, Double B, we all been trying your jacket on that you left here last weekend, and it fits all of us, so you may not find it.
It's only slightly torn, though.
Yeah, sorry about that.
when I started watching Raw on Monday, Roman walked out. I'm like, oh, geez, they're starting the show with Roman again. And then as he went through, my whole attitude changed, and I was just like, holy cow. Holy cow. And the way they did handle it, everything you guys said, 100% agree with the way they handled everything and going forward. But he is going to be, when he comes back, because I believe he will be back, he's going to be so over, it's not even funny.
Yeah, and we'll see how what kind of toll this fight he has takes on his body and everything. And
so if that's the case, they're going to bring him back as a heel.
But you know what, and that's
kind of like what they did with Rollins,
and that's exactly what WWE would do with someone coming back from injury a lot of times, you know. And speaking of heel, we'll talk about a heel turn that I didn't feel absolutely was necessary later on the show, but
I loved it.
Yeah, Double B, where are you today, my man?
I'm down at Grease Ridge Mall for Flower City Minicon, and I want to remind everybody that UPW will be down here for a local wrestling show this afternoon from 4 to 6 at Center Court.
Colin Delaney, you say Colin Delaney's wrestling, right?
No, Colin's out of town, so he will not be wrestling.
Ah.
But a lot of the local guys will be there. If you've never seen them wrestle, come on down. It's a free event. So
that's pretty cool. So you say they're by? Is it where Santa Claus is normally?
Yeah, right across. You know, the food court's down one end, JCPenney at the other, right in Center Court.
So you guys can get the fountains going, right, while the wrestling's going on?
Actually, believe it or not, they've already started to set up for Santa, so the fountains are turned off.
Oh,
too soon.
Yeah, too soon. It's October still, sir.
But, then come on down to the theater wing, check things out. There's all sorts of vendors, artists, all sorts of stuff down here for any kind of fandom you want to look at. So.
And you got Mr. Koski from The Walking Dead down there,
yep,
right?
Yep, he's here signing, yep.
And no,
he's also been on the originals, and he was a Ravager in Guardians 2.
Yeah, that's very cool. Sounds like you're going to have a great time. It's pretty early, but I'm sure the crowd's pretty big already down there.
Yeah, it's getting there. You got all the mall walkers first thing in the morning, and now it's picking up. So, should be a good day.
Well, Brian,
you guys have a great show. I know you will.
Okay.
And we'll see you soon.
Maybe you'll get your jacket back without too many rips in it, okay?
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
222-1280, star 12 is number. We're going to go to break on that. Double B down there at Grease Ridge. And I think the baseball game from last night just ended, too. Yeah. Final score, yes. It looks like the Dodgers beat the Red Sox. All right. I'm just kidding. We're going to go to break on that. Give us a call, 222-1280. Star 1280 is the number. Got a short break here. We got more to talk about. You can call us and what you feel, you know, how you feel about Roman Reigns. And or you can, you know, there's other things. Crown Jewel, we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, we can't, you know, and then we've got Evolution pay-per-view this weekend on that, too.
That's going to happen?
Yeah, and there's some big changes in that, too, that probably people don't know yet. But We'll go to break on that. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
A lot of big words being thrown around lately, Sean. One of them being fear. Fear that somehow it was fear that kept me from taking off the suit and stepping out of the boardroom. That somehow it was fear that kept you from stepping out of retirement. But I got news for you. It's going to take a lot more to instill fear in us than taking your lunch hour, grabbing a GoPro, walking down the stairs of Knoxville City Hall, stepping into the boiler room, throwing on your mask, and making some kind of idle threat. I hate to break this to you, boys. Ain't neither one of us running for mayor.
Another first is going to happen at Crown Jewel with the first ever WWE World Cup will determine who will be known as the best in the world. Think about that for a second. One superstar will have the accolade of knowing that they are the best in the world. But who can that person?
Health is everything.
Because what Roman Reigns did tonight was he sacrificed his career aspirations because he, as he said, he couldn't fulfill the obligations of being the Universal Champion because to everyone that walks through that locker room, the title deserves the best any champion has to offer it.
But I want to make one thing clear. By no means is this a retirement speech. Because after I'm done whooping leukemia's ass once again, I'm coming back home.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Little Lita lead in there.
You need El Dandy spot.
El Dandy. Don't doubt El Dandy.
Are you to doubt El Dandy?
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. And go to the phones for real quick if you want to give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. We got Brian from Rochester. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. You know, I was even surprised on how they started Monday Night Raw with Roman Reigns. Because usually when he goes to the ring, you think, okay, they're starting him with a match. And the way he said he had leukemia, I was shocked to hear that. I did not even know he had that. Going more about that, what you said before you went to break about Crown Jewel. Now, do you guys think that they should have had a tournament for the title instead of having the match between Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar for the title? Do you think that was quickly rushed judgment by Stephanie and Baron Corbin?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, tournaments, it's tough to do tournaments in WWE unless they're planned. You know, this one definitely was not a planned thing. What do you think, Danger Boy?
Well, I think they were good. I think the plan was for Roman to keep that title in that match.
Me too. I mean,
now that they can't have that, they're going with their second thing, which is still going to elevate the people they wanted to elevate. I fully 100% believe Braun Strowman is going to walk out with the title, and I think he's going to lose it to Drew McIntyre very shortly thereafter.
I was going to say, they kept that tete-a-tete with Drew McIntyre going on Monday, and then Braun came out and said, you know, I never liked Roman Reigns, but, kudos to him. He'll get the first shot when he comes back. And so it's like he immediately, you know, baby-faced it up big time.
Unless Vince is going to pay Brock Lesnar a whole boatload of money.
No. No.
Well, you heard Paul Heyman.
There's enough part-timers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, the status quo is not going to come out of this. So it's going to actually probably make more drive, more people to watch just to see what happens in that match. We already saw Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar a year ago. It was like, maybe it was more than a year ago.
Yeah, it was a little more.
I would love to see Lesnar tag Strowman again.
Yeah.
Oh, from like the three-way?
Yeah.
Just punch him in the head.
Yeah, that would be
tell
fun.
Tell him to slow down.
Yeah, I guess, you know, and we're going to talk about, this is like all going to take place at the Crown Jewel. Of course, I think we talked about this last week, that they erased the name Saudi Arabia away from it. So now it's just Crown Jewel whenever they talk about it.
Everybody knows where it's still happening.
Yeah, it certainly is. We got something, we're going to talk about that. We got Chris from Macedon. What's up, buddy?
Hey, bud. You kind of led me right into it. Now that Crown Jewel is happening in Saudi Arabia, it's very well documented. John Cena and Daniel Bryan aren't going to be there. They've already said they will not perform. I was going to say, what do you think they're going to do about that? Who do you think will take John Cena's place in the tournament, and what are they going to do about the WWE Championship?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I think if it's 100% that Bryan's not going, I know Cena is 100% not going. Talent has been told, or the writers have been told to write him out of it.
Yeah, the writers, John Cena is definitely not
going
to be.
They thought they were going to change his mind this week, but now he's definitely not going, now that they're doing it in Saudi Arabia. I think that you'll see, if Bryan's not doing it, I think AJ will be in that tournament.
I think that Daniel Bryan might get, coerced into doing it because he's under contract. And
yeah, I think that might be, that might happen with him.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying if Daniel Bryan doesn't go. Because if Daniel Bryan's still there, they'll have someone else fill in that spot.
It's interesting that, and I'm glad this is kind of where we wanted to go in this segment anyways, is the Crown Jewel, and about how WWE came out Wednesday and said, we are still holding it in Saudi Arabia against a backlash. Actually, Thursday was it, but against a backlash of, I mean, they're getting attacked on Twitter. The people that are related to WWE are getting attacked on Twitter. Rock got assaulted by a...
Well, Rock got assaulted because he went to a private party with the Crown Prince that was in charge of the assassination that happened.
Well, I'm sure the Crown Prince will be at the show, too.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I was going to say, but...
sitting there in his lounge chair.
But I think it was in Newsweek went after The Rock. Someone, a reporter from Newsweek, a lot, and it's like, and every wrestler is coming out on their... quote unquote official Twitter site. Even Ronda Rousey came out and said that she agrees that they should be doing it still. And it's like, you know how these Twitters work when you work in the WWE, don't you? You know, they have control over some of the content that comes out on your personal Twitter. So, and listen, they may deny it. They may deny it, but I mean, it's a case. You know, I mean, you see stuff, you know. And
it's not like Ronda's going anyways.
Yeah. You know, exactly. You know, but she's supporting it. Well, she's got to. She's got Evolution pay-per-view where she's going to be in the main event this weekend. So when it came out, it was during a press conference for the third quarter releasing of the numbers for, how well they did, financially. And they kind of squeezed it in during that press conference.
They squeezed it in, and then Vince refused to answer any questions other than their statement.
And Vince said, this is what I'm going to say, and he said, I'll read it to you. It's a very quick statement from Vince McMahon. While they're doing this live press conference, he comes out and he says, it's a sensitive subject, and our statement said all we want to say about that subject today. And pretty much, then you're going in front of reporters after that, saying that in the beginning of the press conference.
Yeah.
They kept asking, and, they got a few answers out of them, but nothing
specific. The dumbest response I've seen so far is Jim Duggan, who, and I like Jim Duggan. He's actually really cool if you watch, his shoot videos and stuff like that. And he's a nice guy.
Yes. Been on the show many times. Maybe never again, but go ahead.
He straight up goes, you don't have those freedoms afforded in other countries. He was pretty much trying to justify this guy getting killed.
Oh, and what, you mean freedoms of keeping women off the show?
It's not even that part.
I know, but that's part of it. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a silly thing to say. Do they run his Twitter, too? it's really...
He's trying to tote the company line, but he's pretty much justifying a homicide.
A lot of the announcers reporters were asking Vince, this is going to hurt your company.
$20 in stock price over the last month.
Yeah, he said, this is a bad PR move. You're going to take some residual damage from this. And they're like, they wouldn't answer questions.
Well, did you read the statement that came out in their third quarter earnings report?
They tucked it in there.
It's like, we've been working there for 20 years and we've established a fan base, and considering the heinous crime that happened, we faced a difficult decision.
And
but
$20 or $30 million.
And then the way they played it off, similar to other U.S. based companies who plan to continue operations in Saudi Arabia, we will too.
It's just amazing that They came out cold and said that this happened. This guy was killed.
Straight up admitted it now. It was set up ahead of time for that to happen.
It was in the consulate in Turkey, and this happened. And still, how can they think they're going to become unscathed going and doing this show when, and the president got involved, and Linda McMahon sits on his cabinet. You know, I mean, is you know, that would be enough. I mean, I know she has nothing to do with the company anymore, but she was an integral part in building that company. And she's still very attached to it with her husband, daughter, and son-in-law and son all working, you know, prominent positions in the company.
You know what I hate most about this? And you know who I wish would take a stance like John Cena? Would be Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
He's done so well at staying retired. And now this is where he's going to come back? Really?
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Integrity is not quite there yet.
Shawn Michaels does not have integrity.
It's not quite there yet. But what do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. We can take your, we can read your text. I don't know if we got any yet, but I usually, we usually get some funny ones.
We got someone saying that there's rumors Hulk Hogan is returning to Raw.
There's rumors that he's going to be at Crown Jewel.
Oh boy, I don't know. That would probably, you know what?
That really doesn't look good for Hogan either.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, that's a wrong. It says right here, this guy wrote Raw in Charlotte. So we'll see if that really happens or not. But yeah, I you know, Hulk Hogan has been talking about coming back, and the path to coming back is happening. So we just don't know when. I thought it would happen at the 1000 SmackDown. Maybe he wants to steer clear of all this controversy until it's over.
But yeah, he's always steered clear of all the controversy.
No, he usually made most of it, but. You know, maybe the Hulkster, you can call us on our anniversary show. Please do. It's 222-1280, star 1280. You know, I've only been
585 in front of that Hulkster.
Yeah, that's right. So and I'm going to call Jimmy Hart and say, Jimmy, remember you said you were going to get Hulkster for us? Yeah, brother, I remember that. So it's like, we'll see.
Jimmy's taking part of that NWO reunion.
Yeah, that's going on today. Today down there in Tampa.
I don't remember him being part of the NWO.
No, but it's at, I think he's helping out with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he know? Is. Yeah, he's wearing an NWO like blazer thing like he normally wears too. I saw the promo he did on Facebook where they accidentally left in the front part where he's talking about doing it beforehand.
Oh, they didn't edit it very
well?
They
didn't edit it very well. It's like, are we on, brother? Let's go.
Oh, man. That's that's kind of a I kind of took that out of the news because it was something in the news the last couple of weeks. But they're having a big NWO reunion today in Tampa, and they're resetting up. I guess his restaurant or I can't remember what it is. It's a Hulk surf shop or whatever.
Yeah, surf shop. I've been by it, and I didn't think it was actually that when I went, so I didn't go in.
Well, isn't there a statue of Hulk Hogan out front of it?
There is, but I was looking for a restaurant because I thought it was a restaurant, and it was not. It's a surf shop.
Yeah, it.
It's right in Clearwater. I actually stayed in a hotel pretty much right across the street from it my first time I went on a cruise.
So we're going to eventually talk about the Evolution pay-per-view. We are, I promise.
So but, is WWE.
Yeah, I think they're going to they keep pushing it aside, too. But what do you guys think? I mean, honestly, when Crown Jewel happens, and a week from today, we'll be talking about it because it would have been, it's this Friday coming up.
At noon.
At noon on Friday when, you know, the kids are at school. You know, I'm sure that Renee Young will give us a good explanation on Monday in which you can watch the replay, or if you want to watch it live, you'll be home at noon. But does this hurt the company? I mean, how bad does it hurt it? Does Fox take adverse to this because they're bringing this product in and it's going to be a little bit damaged now?
No, I think by the time it goes to Fox, everyone will forget about it.
Okay, but listen, they have other shows planned still there. This is only the second.
Year one of year 10-year deal.
Yeah, so it's like this. Something's got to get resolved from this. And I mean, that probably had a lot to influence their decision, saying, hey, listen, this is just the beginning of this contract we signed.
Well, yeah, they would be owe a lot of money if they pulled out.
Yeah, yeah, so.
But sometimes doing the right thing is worth more than money.
It is. It
integrity.
Is. Yeah, integrity. That, and you know, the thing is when you're a publicly traded company, when you make mistakes, the Dow Stock Exchange lets you know you made mistakes.
And they've been learning.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with, okay, we're going to go to break on that. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. And I think when we come back, we're going to, yes, we will talk Evolution, but there's been so many changes in the Evolution since it started. So, we have really a big one that was like, I think the first thing they promoted on
it
this.
It was the first thing they promoted.
It was the first thing they promoted on this pay per view has changed. So we'll be back after this. You'll listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
When it comes to being better, too, there's this X right here. And we've been running that X. We've been running that X for 22 years. That X. That X says that when you see it, you knew that we were better. Better than everybody else. Now today, maybe this ex is in the past, but there's another ex. There's another ex that also says they're better. There's another ex that speaks to the future, and it says the future is now. And guess what? We're running that too.
We live in...
I'm coming back because I want to show all of you, the whole world, I want to show my family, my friends, my children, and my wife that when life throws a curveball at me, I am the type of man that will stand in that batter's box. I will crowd the plate, I will choke up, and I will swing for the fences every single time. Because I will beat this, and I will be back, so you will see me very, very soon. Once again, thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you. Believe that.
Hey, this is Medusa, MADUSA from WCW. You're listening to the Pain Clinic, ooh, ouch, on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That was Medusa. You might know her as Alundra Blaze. I believe she's going to be on Evolution.
Yes, I believe she's in that Battle Royal.
She is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yes.
She also dropped the belt in the garbage.
Yes.
There. We just summarized her career. I, of course, remember she was the Diamond Doll at one time, and she worked with Diamond Dallas Page when he was in AWA.
When he was doing the Diamond Exchange?
Yeah, the Diamond Exchange. Yeah, she was...
Pat Tanaka and...
Who's the other guy? Pat Tanaka...
Paul Roma?
Yeah, it was a little guy. I know that. It was. I don't know if it was Roma.
No, it wasn't Roma.
222-1280 star 1280. Straighten us out, folks. But yeah,
that was so long ago.
Alundra Blaze will. I always hated that name because she always was Medusa everywhere else, you know. And then, we've got to have a name we can copyright that you can't make any money off of when you leave.
Speaking of the Diamond Exchange, the last time I saw them. Every time I think of the Diamond Exchange with Pat Tanaka and everything, I think of Super Clash 3.
Super Clash 3. Greatest
and,
videotape of all.
Our good friend JP Black posted the video of Kerry Von Erich versus Jerry Lawler.
Where he came out bleeding?
Well, you can see he's looking under his robe and he's pointing at his arm and he tells Lawler to work over the arm. And all he does is drop it over the robe and he's like, they've already cut him open.
Yeah, because he cut himself in the locker room.
Yeah, he cut himself with his blade trying to scratch his arm.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know what? That's some old school stuff because you have like multiple federations all coming together for a big pay-per-view.
They were trying to take on Vince.
It was great. I mean, you had AWA, you had WCCW, and then you had the Memphis ones. I can't remember what it was. Memphis Championship
CWA,
Wrestling.
CWA, was it?
CWA? I can't remember. There was
USWA, something.
USWA, yep. They were all going on at the same time. And so we got to see all these people. And we got, I mean, I think... there was just some weird tag teams in there, too. I mean, I think the Samoan SWAT team was there.
Mick Foley's on it.
Mick Foley is on it. Shane Douglas, I believe, is on it, too. Is he? Oh, I can't remember now. I have to turn. Such a long time ago.
Yes.
I have the videotape someplace, but I don't have anything that plays a videotape anymore.
Correct.
But definitely check that out. So we're going to talk Evolution, and we kind of teased at it going in. There's so much to talk about. You can talk about anything you want, 222-1280. And Champ! Enjoy yourself on the Jericho Cruise. He's going to the Jericho Cruise. That's going on, I think, this week.
Sold out. Congratulations, Jericho. You sold out your cruise.
Yeah, and WWE didn't want Rey Mysterio to go on it, but he had committed to it. And so he said, nope, I'm going on it. And
yeah, he's not wrestling, which I think was originally the plan, but he's going and he's going to be a guest on it. So
I can't imagine. Do you think that they're going to have like one section where only the wrestlers can go so that they don't have to be hounded by the fans the whole time?
You would think.
I don't know. Because if I'm suntanning and I'm a Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, I don't want to be bothered while I'm suntanning.
They might have. If you've been on, I mean, you haven't been on a cruise ship, but
no, I haven't.
On a cruise ship, it's hard to restrict areas. I mean, they can do it, but there's always a certain way to get, like, they have to have multiple ways to get to place in case something happens. But I can see them roping off a floor, one of the lower floors for all the talent, so you can't have anybody get down there to bug them when they're trying to like go to sleep, something like that. But it's I'd be interested to see how if I had the money, I would have done it. But it's only a 4-day cruise.
Yeah,
and I like them a little longer.
It's way too much money for a 4-day cruise.
Yeah.
And there's like one show on it. It's one big show, right?
I think they're doing wrestling every day.
Oh, every day? Okay. Got a couple messages from people. It's interesting. It wasn't DDP and Paul Roma, by the way. That's not who we were talking about in the tag team from AWA.
No, it was Pat Tanaka.
Pat Tanaka, and I'll look it up.
Remember exactly who it was.
Yeah, it was somebody. Well, we'll figure it out. But, man, J- Jericho, that's, I would have loved to. I mean, I thought maybe we could get a freebie from him, you know?
Just one. One free room.
One free room. One free room for all six of you. That I don't know about that, but there's, so we're talking about evolution a little bit, and one of the things that came out just a couple days ago, actually yesterday, is that Alexa Bliss has been taken off the show. She was the one who started this whole thing by, you know, attacking Trish Stratus, and they, you know, and unfortunately, I think
Paul Diamond,
that's it. Yeah, and so now Alexa Bliss is off the show, and she's been nursing an injury. There's been a lot of injuries in WWE lately. Samoa Joe's nursing an injury right now. Becky Lynch has got something going on. But when you take the person who built this pay-per-view off the show, I mean, and they're putting Alicia Fox in her place, I mean, does that, you lose a lot of luster for that?
They haven't had any luster on this in a while.
No, I mean, it's always
the hottest angle they have in the company right now is Becky and Charlotte. Well, until Monday, was Becky and Charlotte. And their go-home angle for the pay-per-view was taped to NXT and obviously set up the whole way. And then they had a taped interview with Becky, or with a Charlotte. That was their go-home.
And it's a last woman standing match, so it's like, yeah. It's unique. And I don't think it's the first one, but they keep claiming it is.
No, it's not, because they did Sasha and...
Asuka, Nikki Cross.
Asuka, Nikki Cross. I think they did Sasha and Charlotte as well.
So we've got... Well, they did...
Well, I know Sasha and Bayley did the Iron Woman match.
Yeah.
And Sasha, and so of course Sasha and Charlotte did the Hell in the Cell.
Yes.
So, but nevertheless, but so there's going to be, if you're watching this pay-per-view and if you're familiar with a lot of ladies in NXT, you're going to see a lot of them in the Battle Royale, I'm guessing.
See, because they haven't said it on their TV shows, but they've said it in the promos. They're still trying to do the 50-woman thing.
Oh, are they? That means everybody on the card.
Yeah.
But, you know,
they only have so many I mean, is this going to be a 2.5-hour pay-per-view?
So far, this is what we've got for, this is what we got so far for the Battle Royale. Tori Wilson, Asuka, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Lana, Carmella, Naomi, Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Alicia Fox, Tamina Snuka, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Maria Kanellis, Molly Holly, Ivory, former WWE Hall of Famer. I haven't seen her in a while, so it's been Hall of Famer Alundra Blaze. And then anybody else they can, and then a lot of the people that they're going to bring up from NXT, a lot of the ladies who are down there right now will be coming up, and you know, Nikki Cross, I'm sure, will be involved in it. Actually, is she wrestling on a regular card? But they've got, you know, the Mae Young Classic finals, which we've got the two final people now that we saw this past week.
Toni Storm and Io Shirai, Shikai, isn't there? Yeah. I can't pronounce her last.
Then we have the NXT UK Women's Title match, which I have, to be honest with you, I'm not that tight on what's going on with the UK right now.
I don't know if they actually have that all set up yet.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe they'll just surprise everybody. We got Baszler and Kairi Sane for the NXT Women's title. That ought to be good because Kairi Sane won last time we saw.
Yes, and Baszler is actually fantastic. If you haven't seen her, if you only watch the main roster and you're going to watch this pay-per-view, you're going to be in for a little treat. She's actually probably better than Ronda. Just based on the fact that she backs up her promos. You don't see the smiley face. She's actually allowed to be the heel in the way she should be.
She's been wrestling a lot longer, too, yes. I think. You know, I mean, because Ronda's, you know, kind of new to it, but she's been...
And she doesn't old-school wrestling where she wears down the body. She's not doing the high-flying moves. It's more of an old-school. She's going to pick down a body part and wear it down.
We got Champ writes, Teenage me would have loved an all-women's pay-per-view in 98. That battle royal would be a bras and panties or in a gravy or one of those pre-Me Too matches. Well, you know.
I have a feeling current day champ would like that too.
Current day champ, yeah, possibly.
Not just teenage champ.
Yeah, maybe even old man champ would like that too. But so we also, we got Nikki Bella, Ronda Rousey. Yes, Nikki Bella slapped her in the face and Ronda Rousey says, I won't hurt you if you come in the ring. And she didn't hurt her. She just smiled and took it, and then we have Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Last Woman Standing, and Mickie James and Mickie James and Alicia Fox versus Lita and Trish Stratus. If I paid to go see that, I'd probably...
There's a six-woman match, too.
Oh, that's right. There's
Natalya, Sasha, and Bayley versus the Riot Squad.
Riot Squad, yeah. They did that this past Thursday. So... We've got a full pay-per-view set. Now, listen, originally Danger Boy and I were going to be at Justin Timberlake, but now we're going to be home watching the Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. Won't be watching football at all.
Because Justin changed his dates on us, but, you know.
Lousy bruised vocal cords.
I know, what the heck, you know, but it kind of ruins our weekend in Buffalo, you know. Metallica, Justin Timberlake, Monday Night Football. But nevertheless.
Two out of three ain't bad.
No, that's true. I'll take those two that we got still, you know. But Justin Timberlake was, you know, the icing on the cake there. But, yeah, this is going to be fun. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they do, how they shock the world. I mean, a lot, you know, if they.
In all honesty, I think this is going to be a lot better than everybody gives it a chance to be, just because the women are pissed off. They're getting no promotion.
Oh, I agree. They're going to come out and they're going to show people, you know, listen.
Some of the eye roll emojis and everything that went up on Twitter after they announced the Battle Royal and who's going to be in it from the women that are in it.
The eye roll emojis.
It's going to be fantastic. I honestly think they're going to go all out to prove a point.
Will there be one super, you know, unexpected person showing up there?
Maybe.
Do you? I mean, who would it be then? Who would that be? What big name?
The big rumor would be AJ Lee, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I heard that. I also heard Melina.
Yeah, that's not a big surprise.
I don't think
no one would care.
Yeah, I don't know. Melina's been, she still works in, you know, doing indies and stuff, so.
Well, I can tell you right now who's going to be a surprise entrant into that Battle Royal.
Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, Lord.
She did invent the women's revolution.
I will say that when now we have the new opening for WWE, that they have a big old picture of Stephanie going by.
I got it.
Okay.
Santina.
Yes.
James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth. He did have Money in the Bank, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was official.
Yeah, we could have the first ever Women's Money in the Bank winner and the first ever Miss WrestleMania.
I'm trying to think of who else might, you know, could show up that would, you know, just blow your mind, you know? And I mean, you know, it'd have to be a woman wrestler and I don't know how many. I mean, Trish Stratus is, I think, the biggest women's wrestler from WWE history, you know, when I think about women's wrestling. I mean, except for people that have passed away, you know?
Wendy Richter.
Wendy Richter's still alive, I believe, you know? We could definitely, you know, that would be a surprise. It would surprise me if someone from Impact Wrestling showed up, you know? Maybe a Josh Matthews' wife there.
Oh, Madison Rain?
Madison Rain. Because she was in the tournament 2 years. Was it last year?
This year.
This year, yeah, she was, so.
She's not with Impact anymore.
She's not?
No.
No. She's married to Josh, and he's the announcer for Impact. So, by the way, Impact changed time this past week. It's now 10 o'clock, so if you missed it, you missed it. So now it goes 10 to midnight now. We're going to go to break on that. We'll be back on the flip side. We've got some more news, and we're going to do this World Cup of Pain Clinic announcers.
Hey, that is totally up to you.
We have to come up with everybody who's been on the show then.
Yeah, well, we'll get everyone on the show and we'll do the World
Somehow
Cup.
Somehow I think if we actually do this, Rico's going to win.
Rico, well, because he wrestles in the WWE now, yeah, I think that I would vote
for
him.
Way to blow the secret.
All right, 222-1280, Star 12. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Listen, guys, I didn't come here to beat you up tonight. I came here to make sure that you come and sign this contract so I can be sure you show up on Sunday and I can beat you up then, okay? You understand? This is how pay-per-views and fight contracts work.
Hey, this is Jackie Moore, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. That was Jackie Moore. Miss Jackie. What was she called? Miss Texas in WCW?
Yeah, she just won the NWA Women's title, I think
it was. Did she really?
At the 70th anniversary.
Wow.
No, sorry, that was Jazz. I'm off.
Oh, Jackie Moore. You remember Jackie Moore.
Yes, Jackie Moore. She recently WWE Hall of Fame, wasn't she?
I don't remember if Jackie Moore went in. I know she must have.
I think
she
did.
Yeah, because I think we talked to her. And she also did some TNA, but she's retired now. Jackie Moore. But by the way, a little recap if you're just tuning into the show now, because some people tend to sleep in Saturday mornings. Shame on you. No. We talked about Roman Reigns to start the show, about Roman Reigns' diagnosis with leukemia or reoccurrence of leukemia. I figured out how old he is now. He's like, he's got to be
33.
Yeah, I was going to say 33 or 34, because he said 12 years ago, and he said 22. So I was like, eh. So, he had to step down as a champ at WWE. The most prominent position in the company, which it is, and now we're going to get a new champ at the Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia. There, I had to say that.
Riyadh.
But there's a thing I posted in our news is there's actually people putting out pictures, you know, Roman Reigns F cancer shirts. Don't buy them. That's terrible to merchandise, to make money off of somebody who, you know, is going through such a terrible thing, and you're going to try, unless it's going to him. Do not put any money. Do not buy those shirts. And it's actually a stolen image, I believe, from the WWE. Anyways. Yes.
No, if you want to do something nice, WWE is going to help Roman pay for this, if not the whole thing. Donate to some cancer charities.
Definitely. Or Gilda's Club or some of the places around here that support them. You know,
something established, not something that pops up on your Instagram or Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely. So watch out for those people trying to make some money. We've got the Matt Hardy's House Hardy Halloween special. It's going to be on Sunday night. That'll be at 8:30. Or are we saying, no. 10:30 Eastern time on WWE, right after WWE's Evolution. We're going to get the what they've been doing at Matt Hardy's compound the last couple of weeks. So we'll finally find out Matt Hardy's House Hardy Halloween. And if it is Halloween, if you got a chance and you got a chance to text us, who are you dressing up as your favorite Halloween guy? Who's your favorite wrestler to dress up as? I've seen a lot of Hulk Hogan's already. And I mean, we're only like a week away.
My buddy Ben and his girlfriend dressed up as Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw
the picture on Facebook last night.
Oh, yeah. And
did a fairly decent job.
Wasn't like blow up muscles and stuff.
They didn't go with the muscles. They just went with the costumes.
Okay. So this is Halloween. It's time to dress up as your favorite wrestler. I mean, nowadays, kids, who do they dress up as? I see a lot of Sasha Banks. You know, Bailey. Roman. All you gotta do is do your Roman. You with little kids with the flak jackets and stuff. I remember when they were in town here. I saw little kids like so cute.
I want a little kid to do Finn Balor as the demon. I want to see him paint their face like that.
Yeah, get out the spray paint. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, it's everywhere. So we definitely tell us what you're doing for Halloween wrestling wise. That's just Wednesday. What a great terrible night for Halloween. Wednesday.
Could be worse. Could have been Tuesday.
So get this, and I'm going to throw this out there. Let me let you guys talk about it while I answer the phone. Newsweek, according to Newsweek, the guy who was like sending out the bombs this past week to all the Democrats, I don't know if you've been following the news, his name is Cesar Sayoc. He sent out a rash of pipe bombs to prominent politicians this past week. He had dreams of becoming a professional wrestler. Why is that not surprising?
He looked like he was in good shape.
Dude looked jacked.
Well, you know, I mean, storyline.
Maybe needed to do some mental exercises.
Yeah. Storyline's written, dude.
No. I think he's going to be busy for a little while.
Yeah. We want to send our best out to Jim Ross. He revealed on his latest podcast he's undergoing surgery to remove the last remaining skin cancer from his shoulder. Procedure was a follow-up to his initial surgery in 2016. He's still going to be on the Chris Jericho's cruise, which I called Jericho's, and he didn't think it was a very good name when I told him that. Like, why? I think Jericho Cruz would have been perfect. He goes, nah.
It was a good name, but he wanted the Rock and Wrestling Rager.
Yeah, it's like I think of Jerry Curl when I think of Jerry Cruz. So it's like, and I don't know if Chris Jericho wanted that, but he goes, nah, it's a dumb name. It's like, okay, thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Lashley's been working out, like we said, with a separated shoulder. Samoa Joe's out with an injury. It's not specified right now. Hopefully he'll be able to compete. Next weekend? He's been out since October 9th. Since his World Cup qualifying loss to Jeff Hardy. And we've got that World Cup qualifying thing happen. I don't really care at all because nobody from other companies are involved, and CM Punk's not involved.
It's the World Cup to determine the best in the world.
CM Punk called himself the best in the world.
And they chanted for him, and Shane McMahon said, I don't think he's involved.
I love it that Shane McMahon answered him. Somebody who works outside of our company can't be the best in the world in our company.
I beg to differ, too.
There is many. There's probably many guys down in the minors that are better than the guys in the majors, you know?
Well, especially in that tournament. That tournament's 1990 or 2005 style.
Do you think it's built to bring Kurt Angle back? Is that where this is going?
I think it's built to make someone. I don't know what the heck's going on because like I said, 2005 called and they got their tournament they wanted back then.
I mean, I think it's something we talked about last week. This is because Saudi Arabia was jealous they didn't get the real World Cup.
Yes.
True. And actually, I believe the next World Cup is actually being taken away from a Saudi country too.
No, it's Qatar.
Qatar.
They fight. They don't like each other.
But I think that it's been pulled from there too. So some other news real quick. Impact has a new time. I mentioned that earlier. It's now 10 o'clock on Pop.
Matt Riddle debuts next week on NXT.
And we'll talk about Evolution next week as well as we're going to have to talk about.
If you haven't watched NXT this week, go watch it. It's fantastic.
So do not miss it. But we're going to talk about the crown jewel and see what kind of backlash happens after this show next week.
And I'll see you guys in 4 weeks.
Danny, we'll see you at the party for our party.
I will be there.
We'll be there. So Danny's going to be gone for a few weeks. Maybe we'll bring Vinny Paulino in. I'd love to have him come in and sit in with us a couple times. We'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. Check us out online, thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week.